Welcome to another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you'd like more information or sermons, visit www.brotherjimshaw.org. Please stay tuned to the end of the broadcast for more contact information. And now, here's Brother Jim Shaw.
You know, in Romans 1, it appears that the Word of God gives us basically a laundry list of fleshly sins that accompany homosexuality. Let me read this. You take it to the Lord in your quiet time. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another. Men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error, which was meet. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge. All right, this action, you are not retaining God. There are homosexuals now running churches, preaching in front. And I'm reading here, and even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge. So what does that tell me? It's a different God. If you're in a camp that says this is an acceptable behavior, you are worshiping a different God. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. Convenient means fitting. But here we go. Here's the list. Being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventor of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without any natural affection, unmerciful. Now, why does such a long list follow this particular activity? I'll tell you why I think it is. Because it says here, for in verse 26, for this cause God gave them up unto vile affections. God gave them up to vile affections. So this is basically God saying, okay, anything I had to do with you, I'm taking it away. Do what you want. The veil of the Lord has been lifted. And when that gets lifted, all these sins that are represented by evil spirits behind every one, the floodgates are open. And here they come. And this is what's happening to our nation. That list, you could put it in every major city in the United States. I say you could put it in every city, period. Not even a major city. Every one of those sins has become prevalent because of the acceptance of this particular sin. Let me continue. Who knowing the judgment of God, so he's actually giving us a little hint here that this behavior is taking place within the church, just like now. This particular homosexual activity is taking place in the church. Because he's telling us here, who know the judgment of God. Unbelievers don't know the judgment of God. They could care less. You know, they could care less. He's talking about people that claim to know the Lord. Who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death. Yes, yes, worthy of death. Why not? All these things, the Lord says, if you want to act like this, you will not inherit the kingdom of God. That's what death is. When you say worthy of death, we all think getting, you know, shot in the head with a gun, or maybe during these times, getting an arrow put through your chest. No, we're talking spiritual death here. Far more important than physical death. They which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. In other words, to even approve of this activity, the Lord is lumping it all together. Think about it. God gave mankind, men in particular, a seed within their body. A seed within their body. That sexual act puts a seed in a woman, and the miracle of life takes place. I can see why the Lord says men with men doing unseemly, disgusting acts. They're taking this seed that was in the loins of Adam and disrespecting it and dishonoring it. Yes, that's actually what's taking place. But here we go. Chapter 2. Therefore, thou art inexcusable, O man, whosoever thou art that judges, for wherein thou judgest another, thou condemns thyself, for thou that judges does the same things. So he's talking about the people that are partaking in these sins right now, because he's switching gears in verse 2. But here he goes, but we, so the we should be you and I. The old man are inexcusable, are those that know the word of God, but are judging it incorrectly. But verse 2 is us, gang, believers. But we are sure that the judgment of God is according to truth against them which commit such things. See, we are given this word of God. It's a privilege. It's an honor. The word of God is all we have. It framed the world together. We are different when you follow God's word. Here we go. Now he's switching back to the old man that he talked about in verse 1. He's not talking about God's, his people anymore. Verse 3 says, and thinkest thou this, old man? Old man? This is the person that's doing these deeds. That judges them which do such things and does the same, that thou shalt escape the judgment of God. So actually, there was a lot of hypocrisy in this church. You had people that said this was sin, but they were involved in it. Things really haven't changed. We see such filth that comes out of the church. Every now and then a headline will come up and you're shaking your head. It's within the church. For, or do you despise thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and longsuffering? He's telling these people in the church that are allowing this sin. Do you despise, you know, God's goodness? Don't you realize God's goodness? That he died on the cross for your sins? How could you be doing these activities? I'll read it again. Or despisest thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and longsuffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leads you to repentance? In other words, following God will lead you to repentance, not partaking in evil deeds and being a hypocrite and saying everything's okay, because it isn't. Now, I'll read that again. Not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance? It's a question. See, this is all about repentance, people. We're all sinners. We all must change. God's first preaching act after he came off of the mountain from being tempted, it was a one-liner. He said, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent, turn from your wicked ways. If you are involved in these deeds, people, homosexual deeds, repent. Repent. A lot of these deeds are done under the cover of night. You try to keep them secret. You can't to God. He sees everything, but he loves you. Like he said there, don't despise the riches of his goodness or his forbearance or his long suffering, which is patience. In other words, don't ridicule it. No, he died to set you and I free. There was a price paid for the escape. Don't ridicule it. 5. But after thy hardness and impotent heart treasures up unto thyself wrath against the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God. In other words, gang, this is pretty serious. If you aren't going to take God's word serious, if you aren't going to listen to it, and I believe he's talking to church people here, because he said they knew the judgment of God. Let me read that. But after thy hardness and impotent heart, in other words, Christian, has your heart become hardened? Are you accepting this kind of sin? Have you become your own God? Are you sitting on the throne? But after thy hardness and impotent heart treasures up unto thyself wrath. In other words, instead of the treasures of God, you are actually attaining the treasures of the anger of God. The wrong treasure. Treasures up unto thyself wrath against the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God, who will render to every man according to his deeds. Now, I know we're not saved by works, but the Lord is going to look at our works. Yes, he will. He's going to look at our deeds. What kind of life did you live? Because, you know, works will follow our faith. And if our faith is on the rock, if our faith is led by the conviction of the Holy Spirit, our deeds, how we act, how we live, will follow our faith. And it says here, who will render to every man according to his deeds. So, you know, it's either going to be a treasure of righteousness or a treasure of wrath. And here we go. He's going to talk about the deeds here and the rendering. To them who by patient continuance in well-doing seek for glory and immortality, eternal life. Eternal life. That's what he's going to render to those that are patient and continue in well-doing and seek for glory and honor. He's going to give eternal life. But this is what he's going to render to those who want to do these evil deeds. But unto them that are contentious, and that means self-seeking, and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness and indignation and wrath, what are they going to receive? Tribulation, anguish upon every soul of man that does evil, the Jew first and also the Gentile. In other words, every man. But glory and honor and peace to every man that works good, to the Jew first and also the Gentile. To him who works good. And there's no good outside of Jesus. And Jesus is the only good. Because no man could make it. Our righteousness is filthy as rags. However, a changed heart, not a hardened heart, but a changed heart, by the conviction of the Holy Ghost, by the price that was paid at Calvary, will have good deeds, righteous, pure deeds. And then he goes on to say, for those, there is no respect of persons with God. In other words, if you're following the Lord, whether you be a Gentile or a Jew, that's not relative to him. His grace and mercy is for every man. Well, God bless you people. My time is up. It's a serious walk. We're living in dark times. Give it all to the Lord. Amen.
You've been listening to Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you would like more information or sermons, we can be reached at www.brotherjimshaw.org. That's www.brotherjimshaw.org. Or write to P.O. Box 690492, Vero Beach, Florida. You can also call 717-451-9767. Again, 717-451-9767. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you again next time for another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries.
To view more messages on Brother Jim's YouTube page, please visit www.brotherjimshaw.org.